Psalm 88. The favors of the Lord I will sing forever. Through all generations my mouth shall proclaim your faithfulness. For you have said, my kindness is established forever. In heaven you have confirmed your faithfulness. I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David my servant. Forever will I confirm your posterity and establish your throne for all generations. The heavens proclaim your wonders, O Lord, and your faithfulness in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies can rank with the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the sons of God? God is terrible in the council of the holy ones. He is great and awesome beyond all round about him. O Lord, God of hosts, who is like you? Mighty are you, O Lord, and your faithfulness surrounds you. You rule over the surging of the sea. You still the swelling of its waves. You have crushed Rahab with a mortal blow. With your strong arm you have scattered your enemies. Yours are the heavens, and yours is the earth. The world and its fullness you have founded. North and south you created. Tabor and Hermon rejoice at your name. Yours is a mighty arm, strong is your hand, exalted your right hand. Justice and judgment are the foundation of your throne. Kindness and truth go before you. Happy the people who know the joyful shout. In the light of your countenance, O Lord, they walk. At your name they rejoice all the day, and through your justice they are exalted. For you are the splendor of their strength, and by your favor our horn is exalted. For to the Lord belongs our shield, and to the Holy One of Israel, our King. Once you spoke in a vision, and to your faithful ones you said, of a stripling I have made a champion. Over the people I have set a youth. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil I have anointed him, that my hand may be always with him, and that my arm may make him strong. No enemy shall deceive him, nor shall the wicked afflict him. But I will crush his foes before him, and those who hate him I will smite. My faithfulness and my kindness shall be with him, and through my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand upon the sea, his right hand upon the rivers. He shall say of me, you are my Father, my God, the rock, my Savior. And I will make him the firstborn, highest of the kings of the earth. Forever I will maintain my kindness toward him, and my covenant with him stands firm. I will make his posterity endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. If his sons forsake my law and walk not according to my ordinances, if they violate my statutes and keep not my commands, I will punish their crime with a rod and their guilt with stripes. Yet my kindness I will not take from him, nor will I belie my faithfulness. I will not violate my covenant. The promise of my lips I will not alter. Once by my holiness have I sworn, I will not be false to David. His posterity shall continue forever, and his throne shall be like the sun before me, like the moon which remains forever, a faithful witness in the sky. Yet you have rejected and spurned and had been enraged at your anointed. You have renounced the covenant with your servant and defiled his crown in the dust. You have broken down all his walls. You have laid his strongholds in ruins. All who pass by the way have plundered him. He is made the reproach of his neighbors. You have exalted the right hands of his foes. You have gladdened all his enemies. You have turned back his sharp sword and have not sustained him in battle. You have deprived him of his luster and hurled his throne to the ground. You have shortened the days of his youth. You have covered him with shame. How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever? Will your wrath burn like fire? Remember how short my life is, how frail you created all the children of men. What man shall live and not see death, but deliver himself from the power of the netherworld? Where are your ancient favors, O Lord, which you pledged to David by your faithfulness? Remember, O Lord, the insults to your servants. I bear in my bosom all the accusations of the nations with which your enemies have reviled, O Lord, with which they have reviled your anointed on his way. Blessed be the Lord forever. Amen and amen.